The following recording was produced by the Queechy Church in Queechy, Vermont. For more information on the church, its activities, and resources, please visit us online at www.queechychurch.org. Christmas Eve, we celebrate the coming of light into the world, light of a particular kind. As we've already read in John 1, he sums it up this way. He says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that has been made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it." This is what we remember of the coming of light into the world. As John describes it, he talks about the Word. He talks about the life, and he talks about the light. This is what Jesus is to us. He is the Word. He is the one who was with God in the beginning because he was God. What one of the things that Jesus has revealed to us is that God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit have been an eternal and perfect community. And that Jesus is God's communication to us. God indeed has spoken to his world from the beginning. Always, he has been speaking and revealing himself. We are the ones who have doomed ourselves to ignorance, to insensitivity, to darkness. The world we live in is dark because of us. We can blame no one else. But in Christ, God has spoken to us as personally as it is possible. He has come to our humanity on our terms in order that we might clearly see who God is. We might clearly perceive his word. And in Christ, that word has been confirmed. We've read many of the predictions and promises over thousands and thousands of years. And in the coming of Christ, to that humble town of Bethlehem, just as was predicted, from just the family predicted, at just the right time, as the scriptures tell us, Christ has fulfilled and confirmed those promises. That's why we gather, to remember that God has accomplished precisely what he has said, and he will do everything that he has promised. Jesus is the Word. He is God's communication and the confirmation of that communication, the promise fulfilled. But he is also the life. This is the second thing that John tells us. The life of that word, we are told, is true life. What we're being told is the life that we know in this world is a shadow of the real life. God is the one who is truly alive. John, he describes this life so powerfully. He says that that life is what lights up the world. That life is light. It is something so vital, so central, that the existence of this life in Jesus is what gives light to all of creation. In Christ, that life has come to us. To we who are dying, that life has come to us. And here's something to consider. The birth of Christ into our world, normally, when an infant comes into a family, we might say that that family has adopted that child. But in Christ, it's precisely the opposite. The infant has come into our family to adopt us. The life has come near to us in order that we might share in the life that is in God alone. This is how God adopts us, by giving us his Son, by taking into himself human nature. This is what we call the incarnation. Not merely that God would take on human flesh, but that he would take on our nature in order that we might be close to him. Like us in every way, except he had no sin. And so that all who receive Christ receive the spirit of adoption. The life has come to us to adopt us into God's family. As I mentioned, John calls this also the light. What is light, according to John? But it is that life shared and broadcasting, being communicated, illuminating the darkness of our world of sin and suffering. And it is very dark. And yet, John says, that darkness has not overcome the light. It cannot overcome the light. As we will see, when light comes into a dark room, the darkness flees. It must. It is foundational to existence. our rejection of God, which is what darkness fundamentally is, doesn't nullify God. You can remain dark by staying in the shadows, but the light shines. The light continues to shine. Though these words were written 2,000 years ago, the light continues to shine because Christ the Lord was born. He lived and he died for our sins. And even then, the darkness did not overcome him. But his life was so fundamental that he had to rise again. So Christ the Lord is born. Christ the Lord is risen. He is the light who has come to illuminate you and me. Another way to describe what light is, it's good news. It is life shared. It is life given as a gift. Merry Christmas.